再过两个礼拜，我们在 Pacifica 教会要去开全美国的教会会议。
In 2 weeks, we are going to have the National Church Conference in Pacifica Church.
那这个全国会议的资料里面呢、啊，有两个数字啊，跟我们三合这教会有关系、啊。
There are 2 pieces of statistics in the church report that are very important to us.
第一个就是教会的流失率。
The first is the loss ratio of our church.
第二个是教会的成长率。
And the second is the growth ratio of our church.
全美国现在大概有2600个信徒。
Currently, we have about 2,600 members in the United States.
就是住在美国，在本会受过洗礼的信徒。
And these are members who have been baptized in the true Jesus Church in the United States.
那每一个月至少来教会一次的、哦、大约是1700多个。
And for those members who have regularly come to church, as defined by coming to church at least once a month, we have about over 1,700 members.
所以这样看起来，全美国的信徒、哦、大概有30%。一个月来教会都没有来过一次。
In other words, there are about 30% of our total membership who do not usually come to church at least once a month.
那我们把它暂定，就这个叫做流失的信徒。
And these are how we defined lost members.
我们也希望神有一天再感动他们能够再回来。
And we hope that God will one day move them to come back to the church.
那我们三合社教会当然这个数目还在比例还在统计、啊、
And obviously we need to compile our own statistics for the San Jose Church.
但是很可能、哦、我们的 active member 就是说一个月最少来教会一次的可能低于 70%。
But very likely、the percentage of members who come to church at least once a month will be lower than 70%.
那全美国的成长率在1994年的10月1日到今年的9月30号大概是 5.6%。
The average annual growth rate of our church starting from the September of 1994 till October of this year is about 5.6%.
也就是说一个100个人聚会的教会应该有 5.6 个人受洗。
In other words, for every 100 members, we should have about 5.6 new members who are baptized into that church.
那如果有200个人聚会的教会应该有11个人受洗。
And for a church with 200 members, the growth should be about 11 members.
那我们这样看起来，三合社的这个成长率是比 5.6 还低。
And apparently, the growth rate for our San Jose Church is lower than the average of 5.6%.
但是我们看弟兄姊妹，大家都很热心在做圣工。
But we do see members who are very zealously working for God in this church.
很可能是我们在湾区这个社会环境，我们工作的情况会影响我们这个成长的比例。
And perhaps the environment, especially our work environment in the Bay Area, affects our growth rate.
那我想跟大家下午来讨论，就是总要警醒。
This afternoon, I'd like to discuss with you the topic, be watchful.
因为圣经说，事情的终局强如事情的起头。
The Bible tells us that the end of things is better than the beginning of things.
我们看到很多人在教会受洗非常的高兴。
We are all very joyful when people are baptized into the church.
这些受洗的人也有得圣灵，要看宝血，要体验神迹，也要体验很多神的恩典。
Many of these people have experienced God's miracles, witnessed the precious blood of our Lord in the water, and also experience many of his graces.
不但感动了很多人，可能也感动了他们自己。
And these things not only move themselves, but also other people as well.
但是事情的终局强如事情的起头。
But the end of all things is better than the beginning of things.
我们的信仰好像在跑马拉松。
Our faith is a marathon.
起跑的时候有很多的人。
When we are at the starting point, there are many people.
有的跑得很快。
Some people run very fast.
但是能够跑到终点，这才算是真正的胜利。
But true success is measured by who stays towards the end.
那要从最头跑到最后，当然神的能力跟恩典绝对是源源不断的。
And to persist from the start to the end, we need God's grace.
但是关键在乎我们人有没有警醒。
And the key is whether we are watchful.
两个礼拜前我从到顺路去日本帮忙灵恩会。
2 weeks ago, I went via Japan to help the convocation there.
在第二次世界大战以后。
After the Second World War,
日本教会曾经有的教会有100多个信徒。
Some churches had over 100 members.
这是第一代。
That was the first generation of believers there.
到了最近呢，这些教会有的现在剩下几十个信徒。
Unfortunately, recently, these members who used to have over 100 members now have only a few dozen members.
就是现在已经到第三代。
And this is the third generation.
这个一直在走下坡。
So we see that the membership is dwindling.
那现在日本教会有的教会是新建的。
There are some newly built churches in Japan.
那这些教会也是100多个信徒。
And these churches also have over 100 members each.
但是大部分都是华人。
But most of them are Chinese.
我刚刚讲那个是日本人的，纯粹日本人。
Just now, the statistics I gave you are only pertinent to our Japanese members.
现在的东京教会、墨田教会，大部分全部都是华人。
However, our Tokyo church as well as other churches, we have predominantly Chinese members.
那人数也100多个人。
And we have over 100 members in each of these churches.
所以有一个教会负责人，他就有一点忧心了。
And so one of the church council members was very worried.
我们搬到日本，我们是第一代。
He told me, we are the first generation of immigrants.
他们是中国大陆过来的。
They came from mainland China.
那等到第三代会不会像原来那个日本人的教会一样？
And he was very concerned that when their third generation comes, would they also face the same challenges as the faith of the third generation Japanese believers?
这个真的值得我们来想的一个问题。
And obviously, this is a question to ponder even for us.
所以怎么在信仰生活当中能够非常的警醒这真的是我们需要好好思想的一个问题。
And so, how we can be watchful in our faith is of utmost importance.
要受洗不简单，但是要把信仰持守到最后也是不简单。
It is not easy to get baptized, but it is equally as difficult to persist in our faith till the end.
如果我们从反面来看从圣经看来，如果我们没有警醒对我们信仰会有什么影响？
Now, if we are to look at it from another perspective, let's see how by not being watchful, it affects our faith.
我们看马太福音24章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音的24章。
Matthew 24.
24章的42节。
Verse 42.
24章42节。
Matthew 24, verse 42.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
这句话是这段的一个结论。
This is the conclusion of this passage.
说我们总要警醒。
That we should keep watch.
这个警醒就是说在灵里面不要睡觉了。
In other words, let us not fall asleep in our faith, in our spirit.
在灵里面常常要头脑很清醒。
We must be wide awake in our spirit.
为什么会这样说呢？
Why does this verse say so?
因为主耶稣在讲人子降临的日子。
Because the scripture talks about the day when the Son of God will come again.
37节。
In verse 37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
所以主耶稣降第二次降临那个日子啊，会是挪亚当时世代的日子，差不多是一个翻版。
So the manner with which God will come again in the second coming will be similar to that of the days of Noah.
哦，那我们要从挪亚那个日子来看啊，人是怎么生活，怎么看信仰，再来看我们现在这个时代。
And so it's imperative that we look at how the people live and how the people thought about things in the days of Noah and to reflect that into our present day situation.
38节
Verse 38.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，啊，直到挪亚进了方舟那日。39节
39.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全部都冲去。人子降临也要这样。这里说人子降临也要这样。
The second portion of verse 39 says, this is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
啊，就是主耶稣降临之前，这个世代人的生活心态会跟挪亚一样。
In other words, the mentality and the mindset of the people today will be similar to that of the people in the days of Noah.
那这个三十九节说，不知不觉洪水来了。
Verse 39 tells us that they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came.
那如果我们看圣经啊，挪亚从神领受吩咐去造方舟，那挪亚就一边造方舟一边传警告。
As we understand from the Bible, Noah received the command of the Lord to build the ark, and as he was building the ark, he also preached warning to the people.
这两件事情在当时的世代都被人看成很奇怪。
And these two things were deemed as weird in his time.
啊，怎么一个老人天天带着斧头到山上去造这么大的船？
Why would an old man carry an axe to build this huge boat in the mountain?
哦，花了几十年，上百年。
And in fact, he spent decades, if not a century, doing that.
这个很不一样。
It is just extraordinary.
哦，那第二个，挪亚传警告。
Secondly, Noah preached warning to the people.
你们就要来啊，要进入我这个方舟。
Come and come into my ark.
因为大水将要来到。
Because the flood is coming.
哦，挪亚是真的相信。
Noah truly believed in what he said.
神告诉他，
because God told him so.
他就信了，他没有见到他就信了。
He believed without seeing it.
但是当挪亚去传警告，
But when Noah preached this warning,
很显然那一些人对他传的警告哦，没有放在心里面。
The people of his time apparently didn't heed the warning.
所以39节说不知不觉。
And so verse 39 tells us that they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came.
那怎么会不知不觉呢？
Why were they oblivious to the situation?
38节说，洪水以前人照常吃喝嫁娶。
The verse tells us that people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
哦，这个嫁娶啊，这是神设立的。
Marriage is instituted by God.
哦，所以虽然主快来啊，也应该要嫁娶。
So even if the Lord were to come very soon, we should still marry.
因为两个总比一个好啊。
Because two is better than one.
哦，那有的人哦，以前说主快来不结婚了啊，等到结婚的时机过了，大部分都后悔。
That is why some people remain single for the sake of Jesus' second coming, only to regret it after they have grown older than the age of marriage.
这个嫁娶是神的旨意啊。
But we need to understand that marriage is the will of God.
那神让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这也是神的恩典。
And in fact, to be satisfied from eating and drinking is also a will of God.
啊，但是我们看挪亚当时世代的人，他把他生活的注意力啊，焦点呢，就放在吃喝嫁娶。
But what was wrong with the people of Noah's time was that they focused their entire energy or their life on eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
那我们这个心啊，如果注意在这个世界上这个吃喝嫁娶的事情，我们对属灵的事情就会不知不觉。
And so if we focus our energy to the exclusion of spiritual things, then we become oblivious of our faith.
所以本来吃喝嫁娶是神的恩典。
So in fact, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage is the grace of God.
但是如果把这个次序弄错了，
But if we prioritize things the wrong way,
我们常常会因为神的恩典而引起信仰的堕落。
Then the grace of God becomes a stumbling block upon which our faith would fall.
我们会因为神的恩典而忘记了追求神本身。
And oftentimes we neglect to pursue God because we have focused so much on His grace and not on Him Himself.
所以四十节开始
，Verse 40
说那个时候啊，两个人在田里，一个娶一个，憋下一个。
Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left.
两个女人推磨，一个被娶去，一个憋下一个。
Verse 41, two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left.
两个在田里可能是同一个家庭。
These two men in verse 40 may come from the same family.
但是一个会被娶去，一个会掉，会被留下来。
However, one will be taken and the other left.
所以很可能同一个家庭里面呢，甚至有的警醒就会被提啊，没有警醒还是会留下来。
So in fact, within the same family, those who are watchful will be taken, and those who are not will be left behind.
我们在看这个马太福音二十四章啊，他讲到很多末日的比喻。一个兆头。
Matthew chapter 24 also describes the signs of his coming.
我们就发现了这个末日的兆头里面有天灾跟人祸。
And among these signs, we see natural disasters and human doings.
我们真的不知道主耶稣什么时候再来。
We have no idea when our Lord Jesus will come again.
但是从我们最近所看到一些事情的发生。
But from what we can see in recent events,
好像非常一样，跟这个兆头非常一样。
We find similarity between our present-day context with what is described in Matthew 24.
东南亚这海啸，二十几万人死了。
Over 200 people died of the Southeast Asian tsunami.
好了，我们再看这个地震，现在伤亡人数都是上万的。
And the casualty from earthquakes now exceeded 10,000.
这个是天灾啊。
These are natural disasters.
那现在我们再看报纸在提防这个。所以这个瘟疫会传染。
And now we are also seeing bird flu being very rampant in various parts of the world.
甚至有人说这只是什么时候的问题，是不是会不会发生？不是会不会发生的问题。
So it is not a matter of if, but a matter of when that things happen.
如果这个发生，就非常非常的严重。
Now, if all these things were to happen at the same time, things would be disastrous.
然后我们再看人所造来的灾祸。
Now, let us look at some disasters that come from human doings.
我差不多在十年前，跟一个同学到非洲去。
I went with a coworker of mine to Africa.
他说他在飞机上读一本书。
He was reading a book on the plane.
他在讲将来的世代会变成。回教的势力跟基督教冲突。
And the book was mainly about the impending struggle or conflict between Islam and Christianity.
那我们现在看现在所谓的恐怖分子。
If we were to look at the terrorists today,
现在的恐怖分子不是为着钱。
The terrorists today perform terrorism not for wealth or money.
也不是为着国家的意思。
And not for any specific ideology.
现在的恐怖分子是为着他的宗教信仰。
In fact, these people perform terror from a perspective of their reverence for religion.
他觉得这样做他可以上西天。
They believe that by doing so, they will see their God.
那如果宗教去驱使一个人在做这种活动，这个就很难消灭。
Now, it will be very difficult to put up these kinds of terrorism if all they are doing is done out of their religious fervor.
所以我们从圣经的预言可以看来，末世这个会越来越严重。
So from the Bible, we see that these things will grow worse over time.
因此我们活在这个大环境里面，其实从圣经跟我们实际看来，都是好像一直在朝着圣经的方向，这灾祸一直来到。
So the bigger environment with which we are living in seem to coincide with the description of the last day in the Bible.
那如果我们没有看到这个大环境，没有看到这个圣经的预言
，But if we do not see this bigger environment and juxtapose that to what we read in the Bible.
那我们只看我们活在湾区这个地方，看我们赚了多少钱，看我们的银行的存款这样生活。
And if we only focus on how much we have in our bank account and how we're living our life in the Bay Area,
啊，那我们就很可能跟挪亚世代会一样。
Then very likely we will be just like the people in the days of Noah.
很注重生活的满足，而在属灵上不知不觉。
We care so much about our material enjoyment to the exclusion of our spiritual awareness.
所以我们在这个世代，我们可以享受神的恩典，但是一定要警醒。
So while we can enjoy the blessings God has given us, we should also be very watchful.
要把我们的心放在属灵的追求上。
Let's place our heart on spiritual pursuits.
如果主耶稣没有再来，我们离世的那一天也等于世界的末日。
Even if Jesus were not to come in our lifetime, upon our death, that will be our second coming.
所以我们每一个人呢，一定要在神的恩典之下警醒预备我们自己的灵性。
And that is why we should always be very watchful and not be complacent.
那这样神的恩典才真的是一种恩典，对我们是有帮助的。
Then the grace of God will be truly the kind of grace that helps us.
我们看马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew 25.
请看十二节。
Verse 12.
他却回答说：“我实实在在告诉你们，我不认识你们。”十三节。
13.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子你们不知道。这个地方说我们要警醒。
Again, this verse tells us to keep watch.
因为那日你们不知道。
Because you do not know the day or the hour.
那这个前面就是在讲十个童女的比喻。
This is actually the conclusion to the parable of the 10 virgins.
那五个童女是聪明的。
There were 5 wise virgins.
所以她懂得预备油在灯里面。
So the wise ones took oil in jars along with their lamps.
那五个是愚拙的。
5 of them were foolish.
他没有警醒，没有预备油。
They were not watchful, and they didn't prepare extra oil.
所以等新郎来的时候。
So when the bridegroom was long time coming.
只有那五个灯里面有油，灯会发光的，被邀请进入婚宴里面。
So only the wise who took oil in jars along with their lamps were invited into the banquet.
那另外五个这个灯没有油，当然就没有光了，他就被赶出去了。
And the 5 foolish ones, because their light was already put out due to lack of oil, were not invited.
接着就说要警醒，这个警醒就是要预备油在器皿里面。
And the lesson from this parable is that we must prepare ourselves and be watchful.
让我们的生活能够真的发出基督的光。
We must be able to shine the light of Christ in our lives.
罗马书里面提到我们欠神三种债。
The book of Romans tells us that we owe God 3 kinds of debts.
真的，这个圣经是神的灵感动人写的。
Truly, the Bible is inspired by God.
马太福音二十五章讲审判的三个比喻。马太二十五章将来审判的三个比喻。
Matthew chapter 25 describes the 3 judgments in the last day.
那这个马太福音讲这个三个比喻，跟罗马书讲三个欠债完全符合。
And interestingly, the 3 parables in chapter 25 of Matthew coincide with the 3 debts that we owe God, as described in the book of Romans.
罗马书里面说我们都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
The book of Romans tells us that we have all fallen short of the glory of God.
我们欠神一个债。
We owe God a debt.
就是荣耀他的债。
Which is the debt of glorifying him.
我们做每一件事情都有目的。
We must do things with a purpose in mind.
神创造我们也有目的。
Likewise, God creates us with a purpose in mind.
就是要我们能够荣耀他。
And that purpose is to glorify him.
但是我们犯了罪，就不能够荣耀他。
But we sinned, and we could no longer glorify him.
所以我们要还这个债。
That is why we need to repay this debt.
在生活中能够荣耀神。
We must be able to glorify God in our lives.
那这个荣耀神要像油在器皿里面。
But we must glorify God in the way the oil burns in the lamp.
那个油就是神的灵。
This oil is the Spirit of God.
那器皿就是我们。
and the Lamb is us.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们才会有本质上的改变。
And only then can we have a transformation in our essence.
是我们在每一个地方真的能够发光荣耀神的名。
And only then can we shine the light of God into various places of this world and glorify His name.
最近我们在真理研究会讨论一个问题，以前从来没有想过。
Recently, we discussed a topic which we have never thought of in the Truth Research Committee, which is the TRC.
这个问题发生了。
Because such an issue happened.
就是 oral sex.
The issue of oral sex.
我们老一辈的从来没有想过这个问题。
Obviously, our older generation had never encountered this issue.
但是这个问题已经发生。
But this issue happened.
而且变成相当的普遍。
And in fact, it is prevalent.
所以里面有一个工人常常接触青年他说这个如果要照教会的规矩来办，没有几个能够在教会结婚。
And so a worker once told me that if we were to officiate marriage in accordance to our bylaw, not many people can get married in the chapel.
所以我们本来觉得说这没有问题的。
So previously, we would never thought of this as an issue.
但是现在整个社会已经往下沉沦。
But the society is sinking in its moral standard.
所以我们觉得没有问题的，现在就变成很普遍成为一个问题，而且变成为一个问题多了以后，变成那个也不是问题。
So what used to be not a problem now becomes a prevalent problem, which the society or the mainstream people think is okay.
所以我们看到现在基督教界里面第七戒已经废掉了。
And so in Christendom, the seventh commandment had more or less been abolished.
没有一个主流教派现在在讲第七戒。
There are very few mainstream churches that even talk about the seventh commandment.
所以我们常常在想，我们这个真教会到底我们从圣经了解的标准，我们能够持守多久？
And so we have to wonder how long can we persist in this high standard of the Bible?
还是我们有一天会跟主流教会一样，我们的标准也会降低？
Or perhaps our church would uphold a lower standard than what we are today.
真的不是每一个在真教会的都可以得救。
Obviously, not everyone who is in the true church can be saved.
因为神有他审判的标准。
Because God has His standards of judgment.
神的恩典是够我们用的。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
但是如果我们要得救，我们要靠着神的帮助，要做好得救的功夫。
But if we want to be saved, we need to work hard on our salvation with the grace of God.
在这个世代里面，如果没有圣灵充满帮助我们，真的是没有办法守道。
If we do not rely on the help of the Holy Spirit, we can never persist in keeping the word of God.
所以我们总要警醒。
That is why we need to keep watch.
在生活不论多忙，我们都要祷告。
No matter how busy we are, let us always pray.
我们要带领我们的全家祷告。
Let us lead our whole family to pray.
因为没有神的帮助，在这个世代要发光，绝对是非常的困难。
Because without God's help, how can we ever shine light in the darkness of the world?
好，我们看启示录的十六章。
Let's turn to Revelation 16. 好，
启示录的十六章。
Revelation 16.
十五节
，verse 15，
说看呐，十六章十五节
，chapter 16 verse 15 of Revelation，
说看呐，我来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行的，叫人见他的羞耻，有福了。
Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes.With him, so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed.
这里说我们要警醒。
This verse again tells us to stay awake.
主耶稣来像贼一样。
The Lord will come like a thief.
当神进入伊甸园里面。
When God entered the Garden of Eden.
他怎么没有看到亚当跟夏娃？
He didn't see Adam and Eve.
就说亚当夏娃你在哪里呀？
And he said, Adam.And Eve, where are you?
但是他们不敢出来见神。
But both of them dare not come out to see the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们已经犯了罪。
Because they have sinned.
所以在神面前有羞耻。
And that is why they were shameful in the presence of God.
所以他没有办法再出来跟神在一起。
And they could no longer come out to be with God again.
那他用自己用自己的办法。
And so they tried to do something about it with their own means.
用叶子来遮盖也是没有办法。
They try to cover themselves up with leaves, but that to no avail.
只有神杀了这个羔羊的皮做衣服给他们穿，他们才能够出来。
Only when God killed the animal and have them clothe animal skin were they be able to come out to see the Lord.
那个是个预表。
That is a prefiguration.
我们的罪，我们的羞耻，借着耶稣的宝血遮盖了。
Our sins are covered up.With the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们穿着白衣服。
That is why we are wearing this white garment.
就是主所给我们的义。
Which is the righteousness God has given us.
凭着这个义，我们可以到神的面前来见他。
And with this righteousness, we can come before Him.
但是在这个末世，如果我们没有警醒，看守我这个神给我们这个衣服。
But in the last days, if we do not stay awake and keep our garment white,
这个衣服掉了。我们又赤身肉体。
And if we lose this piece of clothing, then we will be naked again.
所以启示录里面在讲老底家教会。
Revelation also talks about the church in Laodicea.
圣经说它是赤身的。
The Bible says that the church is naked.
可见在神面前它是有羞耻的。
There's shame before God.
所以我们在末世里面呢，要常常很警醒啊，在保守所神给所赐给我们这个白衣。
And that is why we should always keep watch and keep our garment clean, especially in the last day.
我们现在看希伯来书十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews 13.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十三章的十七节。
Hebrews 13, verse 17.
你们要依从那引导你们的，且要顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来要交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不至于忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。这个地方说，说他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒。
This verse tells us that the leaders keep watch over you as men.
那是谁呢？看第七节。从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人
Who are the leaders? Let's read verse 7. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you.
所以从这几段圣经这个十三章里面，我们可以看到，在我们这个属灵的团体里面有一些人是为着大家的灵魂时刻的警醒。
From Hebrews 13, we see that there are some leaders who are constantly keeping watch over members.
那我们要顺从他，所谓顺从他就是顺从他们用真理给我们的引导。
And we must obey these leaders and submit to their authority according to the word of God.
因为我们如果保守在神的爱里面我们就没有问题了。
We will not have any problems if we keep ourselves in God's love.
那保守在神的爱就是顺从真理，就是保守在神的爱里面。
To keep ourselves in God's love is to obey the truth.
真理就是在讲爱神跟爱人。
The truth, in fact, is about loving God and loving man.
那如果我们不愿意顺从，脱离了道理的范围我们就离开神的爱。
So if we do not obey the truth, we will deviate from the love of God.
就被魔鬼吃掉了。
And then we will be devoured by Satan.
不是神不能保守我们。
It's not that God cannot protect us.
是我们自己要出去的。
But that we ourselves stray away from Him.
那这样将来交账的人有快乐。不至于忧愁，就是我们大家能够保守自己。
And so according to verse 17, our leaders will be joyful if we can keep ourselves near the Lord. Then we will be a joy, not a burden.
所以教会里面的这些圣职人员就是为着我们的灵魂时刻在警醒的人。
And the leaders of the church are the ones who keep watch over us.
还有教会里面的负责人。
They include church council members.
其实这个负责人呢，最重要不是一些事务的事情。
In fact, the duties of the church council is not so much logistical concerns.
比方说，我们现选San Jose教会的负责人。
For instance, we have already elected the church council for the San Jose church.
请问San Jose是什么？教会是什么？
What is the San Jose Church anyway?
不是这个建筑物啊。
Is it this building?
啊，教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是用他的宝血买来的。
The church is purchased with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
哦，所以我们讲这个教会的负责人，这个就是指着我们负责的是一群的人，这个一群人是主耶稣的宝血买来的。
So the church council members are responsible for this assembly of members who are redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
所以圣职人员跟教会的负责人合在一起，就是整个教会啊的这个看守的人，为灵魂警醒的人，这个是最重要的一个工作。
So the sacred workers and the church council members are the watchmen of the church through which they will take care of the body of Christ.
然后用真理来引导，常常不断的祷告啊，求神保守。
And they must often pray and ask God to guide and lead.
但是我们要知道啊，有时候我们的家庭就是一个小的教会。
But we need to also realize that our own family is a tiny version of the church.
所以每一个家庭啊，都要有一个看守的、警醒看守的人。
That is why each family should also have a watchman.
哦，那这个家庭才能够保守得住。
Then, the whole family can be kept in the faith.
如果家庭里面找不到一个警醒的人，有时候整个家庭就从教会流失了。
If not even one member of the household is watchful, then the entire family may go away from the Lord.
所以我们当中啊，在现在在这里聚会，可能神就是要用我们做我们家人的看守人。
So perhaps among us today, we are the one who will be watchmen for our family.
我们家人的信仰警醒。
So we must be watchful for the spiritual state of our family members.
所以有机会跟他们提一些信仰的事情。
Let us find time to talk about spiritual things to them.
哦，再常常为他们祷告。
And let us often pray for them.
那如果我们常常祷告，他们就不至于流失。
And if we pray for them often, they will not stray from the truth.
那如果没有警醒的人，有的家庭就流失了。
But if we do not keep watch, our family members may stray.
哦，当然，预防总是胜于治疗。
Preventive measure is often better than cure.
一旦流失，要再带回来，要下很大的功夫。
To bring someone back from being lost is a great task.
所以我们在这个末世需要警醒。
That is why we need to be watchful in the last day.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第五章第八节。
5 verse 8.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同嚎叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞之的人。这里说要谨守警醒。
We must be self-controlled and alert.
因为有一个仇敌啊，就是魔鬼。
Because we have an enemy who is the devil.
然后他好像狮子遍地游行，要寻找可吞之的人。
He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
所以我们在这个末世的世代警醒很重要。
And that is why it is of utmost importance that we stay alert in the last day.
在警醒中来享受神的恩典。
Let us enjoy God's grace while being alert.
在警醒中来预备油在器皿里面。
And let us prepare oil in our lamp as we stay alert.
在警醒中来保守自己的衣服。
And let us also keep our garment pure and not be naked with watchfulness.
那主再来，我们就可以得救。
And when the Lord comes again, we will be saved.
我们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.